Okay, good morning, everybody. What I want to deal with right now is a topic which is well known to everybody. It's the question of eating meat and drinking wine during this time of year. It's interesting that the Torah quotes three different views. One view is that a person should really fast, forget about basar v'yayin, a fast from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. Does anybody know anybody who fasts for 3 weeks straight, with the exception of Shabbos? Okay, I don't. Okay, the next view that he quotes is that a person should abstain from basar and yayin during this entire time period. Now, this is one of the very few examples where, remember, we talked about yesterday, the minhag of the Ashkenazic Jews, the European Jewry, was basically to extend the mourning from Rosh Chodesh Av, when the Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, to the entire 3 week period, Bein HaMitzarim. But this is one of the areas where we don't, and I'm going to explain why I think that is today. So there is a view that we should not be having basar and yayin, with the exception of Shabbos, all the way from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The Rush gives a very compelling explanation for this, which is basically that one of the things that we mourn on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is the idea we couldn't bring the Korban Tamid anymore. Korban Tamid is, of course, Korban Ola, but basically it relates to certain kinds of meat on the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, and of course that connects the theme of Nisuch HaYayin, of the Nisachim. So maybe that's why we should abstain. Now, we don't, anybody know anybody with this practice? I personally do not. Okay, so that brings us to the, I think, the accepted view, that is the accepted view in Ashkenaz, that from Rosh Chodesh Av, inclusive of Rosh Chodesh Av, that we don't eat basar v'yayin. And the explanation for that is very simple, because Gemara in Pesachim says, Ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin, that basar v'yayin brings simcha, at least to most people, not so much to me. But given that that's the case, you know, al pi halacha, which is why there's a din of achilas basar v'yayin on yontif, etc., so given that that's the case, Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha, you know, you might want to include that as well. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the actual Mishnah in Masechta Tainis, there is no such halacha. The most it says is that Erev Tisha B'Av in the Suda Mafsekes, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin, you shouldn't have two different main dishes, Lo Yochal Basar V'Lo Yishta Yayin. So this is why, as I was alluding to before, I don't think Ashkenaz had, you know, so to speak, the audacity to take it back. If the Mishnah just says Erev Tisha B'Av, and you don't find anything in the Gemara whatsoever, even about during the entire month of Av, so it's a big stretch to take it back to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, because you have to pass four steps along the way. You have to pass what we call Erev Tisha B'Av, you have to pass what we call Shavua Shechal Bo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, which we really don't have this year, but basically that's the Sephardic position. The Rambam quotes a minhag. The Rambam says a minhag amongst the Sephardim, not eat basar v'yayin from Rosh Chodesh Av. Shmuel, is a minhag etzlecha? L'acharei Rosh Chodesh. Kolel Rosh Chodesh or lo kolel Rosh Chodesh? Local Rosh Chodesh, right? That's probably the most common practice amongst the Sephardim, is that to start after Rosh Chodesh Av, because Rosh Chodesh has a special status. So that's, again, another difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. But basically, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the primary view, if you look in the Rambam, the primary view is just Shavua Shechal Bo. So again, the Sephardic Minhag brought it back a little bit to the day after Rosh Chodesh, but the Ashkenazic Minhag is really from Rosh Chodesh, as I explained, because it really requires such an expansion based off of the Mishnah, that even we were not going to take it back to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. You wouldn't put it past the Ashkenazim to do such a thing, but even we didn't do such a thing. And the Ramah quotes that the minhag is not just to abstain from basar, but even to be matzniya, the sakin hashchita, to really even put away the sakin hashchita. I just wanted to conclude with the word of the Gra. The Vilna Gaon thinks that this is all based on a different source entirely. The last Gemara in Perek Cheskas Abatim, Baba Basra Dav Samach Lamed Beis, it's just a remarkable story. It says that after Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabu Prushin Bi Yisrael, that there were people amongst the Jewish people who said, we'll never eat meat and drink wine again. So they came to Rabbi Yeshua and he says, okay, fine. But why draw the line there? You don't want to eat meat again because of the korbanos. You don't want to have wine again because of the libations. So he says, okay, you shouldn't be eating fruit. Why? What do we do every night? We learn about Bikurim. They used to bring fruit. So they say, you're right, we shouldn't eat fruit. We'll bring things that are not from the Shiva Saminim. So he says, but you can't really stop there. Why are you allowed to eat bread? Because, of course, there was a lechem upon him. So they say, okay, you know, you make a good argument. He says, but you can't really stop there. Because why should you be allowed to drink wine? To drink water, because after all, on Sukkot, you have the Nisuch HaMayim. At that point, they said, okay, maybe we can't really be consistent about this. He says, friends, there's always a place to draw the lines. The Vilna Gaon says, based on the continuation of that Gemara, a statement to Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, that, you know, really basar v'yayin do have a kind of a special status, and it makes sense on some level after Churban Habayis not to have basar v'yayin, but at the end of the day, we're not going to do that all year because you have to strike the right balance with avelas. You can't be in mourning all the time. On the other hand, you can't ignore Churban Beis HaMikdash. And for that reason, you know, it's a very important way of striking a balance. And so the Gra says, so we do what we can. To ask people 9 days a year is not such a, you know, not such a burdensome thing. You know, for some people, you think it's like the hardest thing in Judaism. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow in terms of siyumim and the like. Well, let's just, you know, bear this in mind. This is one of the few features of the avelos of the 9 days that doesn't match the avelos that we have during a personal shiva. Because most of the halachos are based on that. But a person who's a regular avel, now when you're an onein, that's a different story. But after the kavura, a person not only can have basar and yayin, you know, the Gemara suggests giving the person yayin, because yayin is helpful for people who are mari nefesh. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh v'lechem yisad. So that, you know, truth of the matter is that this is one of the unusual areas that doesn't match personal avelos. Goes beyond that because it's a public avelos and it's an avelos of the Beis HaMikdash. So tomorrow I'll give you my view of this idea of doing siyumim in light of everything that we discussed today. I have a unique view on this topic. I'm not very much in favor of siyumim altogether, and I'll read to you from the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, why I'm a little bit of a das yachid, of a minority view on this topic.